Yeah, you know what? I'll tell you what. If you embrace the good times like we've had before, then you know you need to be able to endure and excel through the tough times. And in this business, it's going to swing back and forth. You wish that every week could be a win and everything could be rosy and everybody be healthy and so on and so forth. But you know that's part of the deal. That's part of the NFL.
Hey, Coach, Bill Huber from Packer Report. I realize that there's probably a myriad of things, but is there a few big-picture things you can point to show up the differences between last year and this year?
Well, you know, the easiest thing to point to is the give-take ratio, and I think we're squarely on the bottom of that in the National Football League, and that being the number one statistic, obviously, how many times you're taking it from somebody and how many times you're giving it to the opponent. So when you're giving it almost twice a game, you know, it's hard to overcome that.
This is Bill again. Is that as surprising as anything, considering it's such a veteran outfit that you got there?
Yeah, I don't know if you point to turnovers and say veteran outfit. You know, it's just, you know, I don't know that those things are analogous.
Mark Daniels again, Coach. Brad, what's the situation with your receiving corps going in? You got a better handle on that today?
You know, not until we practice and see who's up and who's able. You know, we've got those middle of the year kind of nicks and knacks. Don't know anything further about what where Sidney's at. He's practiced for the last couple of weeks. You know, Bernard has that groin strain, and Percy's ankle issues are going to be ongoing. So, you know, we'll just have to see how they come out and practice here through the week and put the best four or five guys on.
Coach Mark Kincaid at Fox Sports Wisconsin. Just getting back to the turnovers, how do you deal with something like that just in terms of preparation and practice? Is it a mindset? Do you change the balance of your play calling? How do you approach that just to try and reverse that trend?
Well, you talk about it. You know, and of course they come in different fruits and different forms. You know, last year at the end of the year, of course everybody was talking about Adrian and that he had a propensity to fumble the football and ball security. This year it's been through the airways predominantly. You don't want somebody to be cautious with the football. Balls get tipped, that happens. That typically favors the defense, but you want to be mindful that those are the numbers that end up swinging the game when you look at what a turnover typically costs a team in National Football League.
Hey, Coach, it's Bill again from Packer Report. I realize that Brett's three picks last week probably weren't on him with the guys slipping and falling and the tip balls and all, but has there been any serious discussion about maybe giving Tarvaris a shot, or are you still pretty solidly behind that Brett's the guy who gives you the best chance to win week to week?
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. Who gives you the best chance to win, and he wouldn't be here if he didn't give us the best chance to win. Obviously, he was up in the air a couple weeks ago with where he was at injury-wise, but, you know, he's the guy who gives us the best chance to win.
So there's none of that looking toward the future sort of things to see what we got with Tarvaris?
No, not in our mindset, no.
Brad, Mark Daniels again. What are your impressions of how the Packers have been able to maintain with so many injuries, just to speak of their depth?
Yeah, I mean, they're enduring some different injuries at different positions. You know, I just, you know, saw where Tauscher's out for the year and had a chance to coach him in Wisconsin, and obviously Bulaga is a rookie that's playing. They've done a great job of playing the younger guys there. Injuries across, you know, the linebackers and defensive line coming in and out. You know, they've had good depth, and they've been able to add a guy here, and they really have the next man up philosophy, which I think you have to have when somebody goes down, that, hey, next guy eats too, you know, so jump in there and give it your best go, and they've done a good job of that.
Can that be one of the most rewarding things in coaching, when you got to coach a kid up and he delivers like that?
Yeah, it can be. It can be. You know, you don't wish it on anybody. You don't wish anybody to get hurt. But the fact is, they're going to continue to play the games, and somebody's going to have to ably man a position, and whether it be
Fox Sports. So many games in this series, and the first game this year between you guys went down to the last play. It just seems to be a real trend every time you guys play. This thing is not decided one way or the other until the final seconds.
Well, I mean, typically great rivalries are like that. And a lot of times division rivalries are like that. You know, I would just point to last week playing the Bears in the 2000, from 2000 to 2010, 20 times played. The record was 10-10. So, I mean, if you go back over the course of time, this has been a tremendous, tremendous rivalry. And I think this is the 100th time it's being competed. So, obviously, you know, it's a hell of a rivalry. And I always say there's only a river that separates us. And it checks loyalty here in the Twin Cities. There's a lot of transplanted Wisconsinites here and vice versa, I'm sure.
Hey, Coach, Bill again from Pack Report. Getting back to the receivers, I realize that injuries aren't an excuse, but is it pretty tough to put together a passing game every week? But, you know, with Percy in and out with either practice or games, and Bernard's injuries, and the Randy Moss thing, and Cindy's been out all year. That's a pretty big challenge, isn't it?
Well, you know, you don't find many coaches that don't like continuity, and whether it's continuity in your scheduling or continuity in your personnel or your coaching staff, that always seems to make things go a little smoother, a little easier. But yet, you know, the only thing for certain in this league, you know, change is the biggest certainty. And, you know, you have to be able to deal with that.
Mark Daniels again. Brad, you've been happy with the pressure. I know the sack numbers are down, and you had the big day against Arizona, but that was kind of the bump from the whole season.
Yeah. You know, the pressure is on and off. I think it's, you know, you can pressure the quarterback in different ways, whether it's harassing him or moving him out of the pocket or hitting him. You chart some of those things, too. I know that, you know, typically, obviously, the sack numbers are what everybody kind of machinates on. But, you know, we haven't been getting there as often or as regular. At times, we've had good pressure. At other times, you know, if you allow any quarterback in this league to sit back and be comfortable, it makes it very tough on your back end.
Coach Mark Kennedy again from Fox Sports. What is the general sense there right now, the general feeling among the players? Is it a situation where some of them are thinking you guys still can make a late run, sneak into the playoffs somehow, or is it just a sense of just trying to play better football each day and progress a step at a time?
Yeah, I mean, we really got to focus on being great today, just on this Wednesday, in our preparation for the Packers. And we don't have any right to look ahead or look down the line. We need to kind of centralize and stay in the now right now with the Green Bay Packers. That's enough of a challenge. And you know, you can get out of body, get ahead of yourself, and those things don't usually serve us very well.
Coach Justin Hall, WSEO Radio, is this season, when you assess everything that's happened, I mean, does this show how thin that line is in the NFL from being a playoff team to being a team come January that won't be in the tournament?
You know, it is a very thin line. I mean, somebody mentioned earlier, just you go back to our first Packers game, you know, what's the line there that who wins and who loses? So, yeah, you see that every week, and typically there's a little bit of luck involved somewhere along the line. Something good happens, and then there's people dealing with adversity. And you know, everybody in this league deals with adversities, whether it's injuries, whether it's last second losses. But you have to have the resolve to be able to overcome. And I like the 53 guys in my locker room. I got a good bunch of guys, and they're not even close to throwing in the towel, believe me.
Hey, Coach, Bill again. Bill again from Pack Report. Speaking of adversity, I guess how do you handle that? I'm sure you've heard all the talk surrounding you this year. I guess how do you handle that on a personal note?
Well, I started this business with a full head of hair, and I usually wear my lead underwear when I go anywhere. You know that I've been accused of not having much of a rear end. You know, I have very little rear end right now, you know. I'm making jests, guys. It's too early in the morning there.
We're smiling.
Yeah, we're all smiling.
You know, but, that's the nature of business. I think you got to keep a sense of humor. You adhere to the values you believe in. Built this thing on a good foundation with good people that happen to be good football players, good people that are good coaches, good people that put love in the food in the cafeteria, good people that are good scouts, and you have to rely on that, and you have to go back to your anytime we've ever struggled, I've ever struggled, my position's ever struggled, you go back to system and you go back to fundamentals, and those usually serve you pretty well.
So you're not catering lunches anymore?
We're not catering lunches?
Yeah, you said the cafeteria food was really good.
Yeah, well, we got somebody to make it special in there for us, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You know, I'm wintering very well right now, I might add. I'm up about 20. How about you guys?
Hey, Brad, Mike Spofford from Packers.com. I know you guys have had your struggles on the road, but what's made you guys so tough to beat in that dome over these last couple years?
Well, it's a home field advantage, not unlike Lambeau is. It's noisy. It's a little, it's AstroTurf, so your line's able to get off a little bit quicker. Offensive lines get off just a little bit slower, and just like it's a game of inches, it's a game of split seconds, too, and rushing the passer and being aggressive and, having communication problems. So, yeah, it has been a good home field advantage.
Is that something you kind of lean on or, talk about this week? I know you got kind of a stretch of home games coming up here. Is this what you lean on to try to get back in this game?
Yeah, we'll lean on it as long as the boos aren't too loud when I come out from underneath the tunnel.